Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
It's We'll See About That with World Series MVP Ron Safe.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to We'll See About That. Ron Say here with Mike Gary. And Mike, the Major League Baseball season has begun.
It has. It's finally springtime here, not only in Los Angeles, but around the globe.
Yes, a little rainy and wet, and we'll see how many games we get in here this first week. But it's the year of the new changes in baseball. And my recollection here of what I saw recently was that the pitch clock has shaved 26 minutes off the exhibition games this year. So I guess that might be working.
26 minutes. Hopefully, maybe they can now do some more replay reviews of certain calls. But yeah, interesting. We have opening day, like you said. And I wanted to ask you, you know, how did you feel on opening day? Was it excitement, anticipation, impending dread? How was that feeling walking out for the first time this
season? All good. Opening day was very special, regardless of whether it was on the at home or on the road. But more particularly, if it was at home, it is the beginning of the new expectations from the year before, how you finished. Fortunately, as a Dodger, our goals were consistent and the same. We wanted to be world champions, and that was the only thing that stood in our way. It wasn't about being a little bit better than last year, or let's be a contender, or let's get out of the cellar. It was, we already have our destiny in front of us. And if we feel this way and work that hard in spring training, then this is the opportunity is opening day to put this in motion. So you get excited. You get a little bit nervous. That little kid's running around in you a little bit stronger on opening day. But, yeah, it's a great start. And I know all the players are excited about getting this thing underway.
Yeah, Tony Kornheiser, Washington Post columnist, ESPN, he said that opening day is the only day of the year that all 30 teams feel good because no one expects to go, you know, 32 and 130 on opening day.
Right. And, you know, this is, like I said, it's the beginning of a new season, new expectations. I'm sure that the San Diego Padres are going to have high expectations because they've actually been picked to win their division. And it's going to be interesting to see because they are loaded, and there's a lot of teams that are loaded this year. I think the Mets are loaded. Atlanta looks really good. Phillies. Most of the power teams are in the East, I believe. The Central comes down to St. Louis and Milwaukee, but the Dodgers are still there too. And we're going to see more about that right after this with Ross Porter.
Hi, this is Dodger legend Ron Say. If you're a business owner, would you like to save 20 to 30% on your monthly health insurance premium while improving your benefits? Then give BFF Financial a call. If you have more than 10 employees and you're interested in building a tax-free retirement income that can be funded with tax-deductible dollars, then give BFF Financial a call at 888-908-4BFF. Those are just two of the things that my friends at BFF Financial can help you with. They make some of the most important financial decisions that a business owner must make. Easy to understand. Many of my friends who are business owners always talk about how much they are looking to stretch their budgets and do more for their employees, their family, and themselves. If you are in this same situation, give my friends at BFF Financial a call at 888-908-4BFF. Call the team at BFF Financial at 888-908-4BFF to get a free consultation. Tell them Ron sent you. BFF Financial, simplifying the complex. 888-908-4BFF or visit us at BFFFinancial.com. BFFFinancial.com.
Hi, Fred Dreyer here to talk about all-natural ingredient Balance 7. Do you suffer from heartburn? Can't eat the foods you like? Then you need Balance 7. Balance 7 improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH balance helps increase energy, memory, sleep, and it helps unlock your immune system. Balance 7 works. I know because I use it every day. So go ahead, eat that pepperoni pizza without heartburn. And now you can try Balance 7 and get $15 off your order. Free shipping, a money-back guarantee, plus a free bottle of my smooth skin. Call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. 3 1-ounce sips a day is all you need. Try Balance 7, 800-793-9039, code word Fred. You have nothing to lose with our money-back guarantee. 800-793-9039, code word Fred. Or go to balance7.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-351-8614. That's 800-351-8614. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-351-8614.
They still call me the Penguin.
And we are back. We'll see about that. Ron Say here with Mike Gary and our special guest that I have known for a very, very long time. Dodger broadcaster for 28 years. Did NFL games for another 7 years with NBC. 15 years doing UNLV basketball in the Pac-10, Pac-12, whatever it is now, and going to be soon demolished, I imagine. Ross Porter. Ross, welcome to our show. And how are things with you today?
Ron, thanks very much for inviting me. Glad to be with you and Mike. And things are good. And like you say, it is opening day. I'm just thinking to myself, Ron, when's the last time the Dodgers had an opening game at home at night?
I heard that the reason why that was a night game was because of the weather. Now, I'm not 100% sure, but, you know, the weather did play a factor. It rained in the middle of the week. Normally, those are day games, but it's either way, it'll be exciting, but it'll be cold, I'm sure. But, yeah, it's not often that you have a night game to start the season.
Well, so, I'll never forget my first year was 1977 with the Dodgers, and that was the best month of your 17 years in the big leagues. I mean, you tore it up. 29 runs batted in April, which was a record. What'd you hit, about 425? I mean, it was just, you were sensational.
You're Mr. Stats, Ross, so I'm sure you know those numbers a little bit better than I do. But, yes, that was a great month. It actually was the best month ever in Dodger history. It was able to propel us, along with other great performances by our other players in that month, to a 17-3 record. And before you know it, May came and we steamrolled through May, and we had a double-digit lead, and pretty much our destiny was written. Doesn't happen too often that way, but after the month of May, it was pretty much over with in 77. But I want to get back to that a little bit later. I want to talk about your influences growing up in Shawnee, Oklahoma. You told me that your dad had an influence and that being in a small town actually helped you.
You're absolutely right, Ron. My dad was really one of the founders of the Oklahoma Radio Network.
That
he
right?
was the first station manager in Shawnee in 1930. And he was in the radio business for about 7 years until he married Mother. Since he was the manager, he could do what he wanted to. So he courted my mother by singing to her over the radio. But Yeah, he was a great sports fan. And the story was that when I was about 4 or 5 years old, he would put me in his lap at breakfast and read me the sports page. And that got me started. I think, Ron, when I was 8 years old, I made the decision that I wanted to be a sportscaster. And I never turned away from that. But as you say, living in a small town, Shawnee was about 23,000 at the time, gave me a chance to begin my broadcasting career on a 250-watt radio station. And another break that I got was that the local sportscaster lived across the street from me, and he knew of my interest. And at that time, he was broadcasting Shawnee High School football and basketball. And of all things, if you can remember this, the Shawnee Hawks were a Brooklyn Dodger farm club in the Class D Sooner State League. And we were about three blocks from the baseball stadium. So on many occasions, he'd say to me, "Hey, you want to go out to the ballpark with me tonight and sit in the booth?" Wow, would I ever. So out we'd go. And we did this for quite a while. And one night during a commercial, he turned to me and said, "How'd you like to do a little play-by-play?" Oh, my goodness gracious. 14 years old. So that was my first half inning. And from then, we kind of guided through the baseball season. Went into high school football. Same thing. I'd go with him on Friday nights to his games, and I'd sit there. I don't think I was ever on the air in football, but maybe I was. And one Thursday night, the station manager called me at home, and he said, "Are you going to the game tomorrow night?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "Well, learn all you can, because our play-by-play guy just quit. And next week, you got it all to yourself." So 2 weeks before my 15th birthday, I did my first full play-by-play of a high school football game. And from there, I went on. Now, what do you think my chances were, Ron, of getting on the air in Los Angeles?
Not going to happen, that's for sure, Ross. I understand you ran into a very, very popular guy, very well-known guy to all of us, Jim Thorpe, at one of those basketball or football games.
Yeah, Dad took me to a high school football game on a Friday night, and we were walking up to the seats before the game, and there was a fellow sitting on the aisle, and he had a blanket around him. And Dad looked over and saw him, and he said, "Oh, hi, Jim, how are you?" "Jim, I'd like you to meet my son, Ross Jr." "Ross, this is Jim Thorpe." Wow. And my dad later became a pallbearer at Jim Thorpe's funeral, and he led a drive to get the Jim Thorpe Museum in Shawnee, had the deal all set, and the governor, who had promised support earlier, vetoed the bill to cut out the money. And as a result, they didn't get the Jim Thorpe Museum.
Oh, that's
stupid. It was interesting because in later years, and you know the story, Jim Thorpe won the gold medals at that Olympics,
right,
and I think 1912, and they took it away from him because he had played professionally. And finally, after all these appeals and all these years, they gave the medals back to him, and they did the ceremony to give the medals back. Of course, Jim was gone, but the family was there, and the governor of Oklahoma, his office called me and said, "Well, you represented Oklahoma at that particular conference downtown in Los Angeles," and so I did. So it was quite a story overall.
Well, justice was restored.
Ron was in 13 different sports in his career. I think that's got to be a record.
It's for people maybe not know, Jim Thorpe was probably one of the greatest American athletes of all time. Like Ross said, multiple of Olympic gold medal winner, multiple professional sports, like Bo Jackson before Bo Jackson, pretty much.
Right. Yeah. And, you know,
I think you're right, Mike. I think he had to be the top athlete of the first century. And the second century, a guy who might have been was another friend of ours, and that was Rafer Johnson.
Right.
Who had his own great career.
Right. So your broadcasting career was in full focus. Now you're a teenager, and now you're thinking about going to OU and getting a journalism.
Yeah. It was always my desire to go to OU, 34 miles from my home, and you know, but that's a great football program. In fact, I was there, fellows, when OU put together a 47-game winning streak, which is still the national record.
That's Bud Wilkinson, right?
39. I don't think anybody will ever beat that record, because what that means is here's a team that went 5 years and never lost a game.
Yeah.
And it was interesting. I was an intern on the sports publicity staff at OU at the time, and my assignment that day, November 16th, 1957, which just happened to be the 50th anniversary day of statehood in Oklahoma, my boss had me write the game story for the program, the preview of the game. And Notre Dame had lost three games, and they were like an 18-point underdog. And so I wrote that story. My other assignment was, you do the post-game interviews with the Notre Dame players and coaches and get those notes back up here so we can pass them out to the rest of the media. So the game is nothing for 55 minutes. Meantime, I leave to beat the crowd. I don't want to get stopped going across the field. So I go across the field, and I go in the Notre Dame dressing room. Nobody there. But up on the blackboard in front of me, in chalk, somebody had written, "We won this for all the Catholics in Oklahoma." I walked out. Notre Dame went 80 yards, scored a touchdown. Game's over. It's 7-0. Notre Dame has beaten Oklahoma. The crowd, as you can imagine, was silent. They couldn't believe it. They were still in shock. Finally, the public address announcer said, "If this team has been any kind of a joy to you for the last 5 years, let it be known." And with that, they got a standing ovation as they left the field. Then I go back into the dressing room, and somebody had come in while I was out and taken an eraser and erased that entire note up on the blackboard. I think I'm the only person in history, rather than Notre Dame players, who ever saw that note.
Well, much to their chagrin, unfortunately. Great story, Ross. We have to take a break. We will be back right after this. Thanks for joining us.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Hello, Ron Say. We have returned to We'll See About That. Ron Say here with Mike Gary and our special guest, Ross Porter. Ross, while you were going to OU, you were also working for WKY as a sports broadcaster, weren't you?
Well, no, I had to graduate first, Ron. And
You had to do that first.
I auditioned at WKY. It was WKY Radio and Television, Oklahoma City. It was the most powerful station in Oklahoma. The owner of the station also owned the newspaper, the Daily Oklahoman, and they were very, very strong in everything they did. So anyway, I auditioned for a radio news job, and fortunately, I won it. And they brought me up, put me on the staff of about three other newsmen, and I would have the 4 to midnight shift because I was the kid. The rest of them were married and had children and went and needed to be home. So I did that, and I didn't get into sports there. Radio was upstairs and television was downstairs. But one day the television director, the head of the television, came to me and said, "Hey, you know, we do Saturday night wrestling downstairs. We have a whole built-in situation, and the wrestlers come and we go at it. And the guy who's done that and does that every week is going to take a 2-week vacation. And we think you'd be a good guy to fill in." Well, professional wrestling, what a way to break into sports television, right? So somehow or the other, I got through it. And a little bit after that, the station had the rights to the OU football playback show, which is the Sunday afternoon show following the game the day before. And the guy who got the job would do the play-by-play of every play of the previous day's game with an assistant coach sitting by him. And so I auditioned, and I won the audition. And with that, I went on, and within a very short period of time, they put me on the 10 o'clock news weeknights. 10 o'clock news, I did the sports. And that's where I really got started in television. And I was there 6 years total. I kept my radio news job, and I also did that. And one night, they really fouled something up on my TV show. Either the film was not right, or the scores were wrong, or something was wrong. And I went home, and I was livid. And I told my wife, Lynn, I said, "You know, these guys are amateurs. They're going to ever get it right." And she made a comment that she later said, "I'm not sure I should have made." She said to me, "If you don't like it, find something else." Well, the next morning I got on the phone and called a friend of mine who'd been a news cameraman in WKY TV land and had gone out to Burbank and had become a great news film cameraman, network style, the best. And I said to him, "Do you know whether they need any sports people out there?" He said, "I'll call you back." He did. He said, "As a matter of fact, they're looking for a weekend sports anchor, so send me a tape." So I put together an audition tape, sent it out to them. They called me, said, "We like your tape. We'd like to talk to you. We'll fly you to Burbank." They did. I went up to the office. The two most senior men in the executive branch were there, sat down with them, and they said, "We want to offer you a contract." Handed me the paper. I looked at the paper, and I was shocked. Here I was coming from Oklahoma City to one of the NBC owned and operated stations in America, where I thought it was really going to be big bucks right off the bat. Well, to my consternation and disappointment, the figure was very, very low. And so I made the statement to them, "Can I expect to make more money than this?" And one of them looked at me and said, "If you can't, you won't be here long." So that was the start of that, and I had a great run in Oklahoma City and then on to Burbank, and had a terrific 10 years on KNBC, and that's probably the time, Ron, I met you.
Probably so. Who were the personalities you were broadcasting with back at that time?
Well, Tom Brokaw did the 11 o'clock news. Tom Snyder did the 6 o'clock news. a few years into my stay there, when I had moved to prime time and was, I had a year and a half on the weekends, and then I went about 8.5 years with the 6 o'clock and 11 o'clock primetime news. I was the sports guy. And we had several fellows come in to be weekend sports anchors after I moved up. And one of them, they told me one day, said, we've just hired a young guy from the East. He's never been on television. So when he gets out here, teach him all you can. I said, well, okay. Fella came out very, very sharp. And his name was Bryant Gumbel.
There you go. Wow.
Yeah. He didn't need much teaching because he had went on and had a wonderful career. But those were the people. Jess Marlowe was a great friend of mine, terrific newsman. And then there were others. And it was very, very interesting. And that's the thing about it, Ron and Mike. You along the way in this profession, and I guess it's true of any profession, I was fortunate to have good people to work for to begin my broadcasting career. And as a result, I benefited from the fact that they were so good to me and let me do my thing.
It's always nice to be surrounded by professional people, isn't it? It makes your job a lot easier, and you learn a lot from it, and it makes you have that freedom to feel like you are appreciated.
Kelly Lang was our weather lady at the time. After that, she went on and became a fine news anchor. And she's written 6 books, and we keep in touch.
Well, that's an incredible start. You got an opportunity to get into baseball, and this is where we're going to jump over here now. 1977, this is the beginning of your Dodger career, and you got hit with a lot of things. You got hit with Vero Beach. You got hit with the KO2 airplane, first class seating, definitely a bump up. You're working with some very high class broadcasters here with Vinny and all the rest. And tell us how that got started. You know, the opening day for 77, you got to listen to the Golden Voice, Frank Sinatra.
That's right. Was that the only time he sang the national anthem?
I'm not sure, but it was. He had a deal with Tommy that said if Tommy was going to be managing the club, that he would sing the national anthem opening day in his first year. So.
Well, let me take you back a little bit on that.
Yeah.
At that time, they had what was called the weekly sportscaster's luncheon at a restaurant in the Valley. And so I was out there to interview people on the particular day of the week that we had it. And Fred Clare was there. Dodger Vice President of Marketing and Broadcasting and so on. And he said, I want to talk to you. And I said, well, Fred, I'd like to talk to you, but I've got Terry Donahue over here waiting for me, and I got to go interview him, so I'll talk to you later. He said, okay. So the day they announced that Tommy was going to take over the managerial job, they had a mini conference at Dodger Stadium, and I went to represent Channel 4, and we filmed it. And when it was over, they had lunch for people if they wanted to stay. And I had to decide, do I want to take the film back to Burbank or do I want to go and get a bite to eat? Well, I'm a little hungry. Let's go through the line and get a little food. So I did. And as I walked off, Fred motioned to me. There was a seat next to him. He said, have a seat here. He said, I've been trying to talk to you. He said, Vin has decided to do some network television with CBS, and we're going to need somebody to step in as the third announcer. And I wanted to ask you, do you have anybody you want to recommend?
I'll volunteer.
Maybe 2 seconds. And I said, yeah, me. He later told Lynn I had him set up because he was my choice all along to at least talk to him about it. But he said to me, this is a Wednesday. The season's over on Sunday. The Dodgers are home playing the Padres. Neither team is anywhere close to first place. So what it turned out to be was it was going to be San Diego against Albuquerque.
Oh, okay.
he said to me, do you have an audition tape? I said, Fred, I haven't done baseball since I was at OU, probably 20 years ago. He said, well, we got to have an audition tape. We have 200 people who have looked at this job and said they're interested. So we need a tape. Okay. Well, we can't do it Wednesday night. Thursday was something else. Friday night, we decided, okay, here's the deal. Ross will do the 6 o'clock sports at Burbank. He'll come over to Dodger Stadium. He'll bring his tape recorder. They'll escort him into the back of the press box where nobody sees him. They'll put him in a dark booth, and he'll do his audition tape. Now, he's got a red-eye flight coming up in a few hours to Buffalo, where he's going to broadcast a pro football game on Sunday.
Got it.
So in I go, sit down. My thought was I'll do about a half an inning or an inning to warm up, and then I'll back up the tape and I'll go it for good. So I did my half inning. All these guys you never heard of. So somehow I got through it. And I played it back and I thought, you know, that's pretty representative of what I can do. Might be better if I did it again. Might be worse. But I'll just stay with what I got. So I handed the tape to somebody who handed it to somebody who gave it to Fred. Fred said, call me Monday when you get back from Buffalo. I said, okay. I go off and do the game. I come back Monday. I call him. He said, we like your tape. It's down to you and one other guy. We're going to send the two tapes out to Vin's home in Pacific Palisades and let him listen to the two tapes. I'll talk to you later. Call me back in a few hours. He said, Vin liked your tape better because he thought you were closer to what he and Jerry were doing every night. And so on Wednesday, Ron and Mike, I wasn't even thinking about leaving Channel 4. I had such a good deal. And on Monday night, I joined the Dodger broadcasting team.
And you passed the test. And it's just about that time where we're going to have to take another break. But that's an incredible story, incredible audition. I didn't know Vinny was reviewing all that stuff, but I guess he was. And you did a great job. You landed a spot for 28 years. We'll be back right after this. Stay with us.
Heart failure, carpal tunnel syndrome, shortness of breath, stomach issues, lower back pain. How does it all add up? If you have heart failure and any of those seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, it's time to talk with your cardiologist and get the full picture. They may add up to transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy. ATTR-CM is a rare and underdiagnosed disease. Recognize the signs and discuss them with your doctor soon. Learn more at connectwithyourheart.com. That's connectwithyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Sponsored by Meta. It's important that people, especially young people, connect with others on social media in an environment where they feel safe. Instagram has launched many features to help. Quiet mode gives people more ways to focus and set healthier boundaries. Once enabled, people won't receive any notifications, their status will change, and Instagram will send an auto reply to messages. Instagram prompts teens to turn on quiet mode, but it is available to everyone in the U.S. Dana Geldwert at Instagram.
Quiet mode gives teens another way to take time for themselves, like at night, while studying, and during school. We also send notifications encouraging teens to take regular breaks. We nudge them towards other types of content if they've been looking at the same topic for a while. And we have parental supervision features that let parents and teens navigate social media together. We'll continue to work closely with parents, experts, and policymakers on new features so teens can foster their relationships in a positive, supportive environment.
For more details, please visit familycenter.meta.com.
Honey, come here, quick!
What is it?
Shh, check it out. All these highly rated wines are under $20. Total Wine must have made a mistake.
Nope, they always have the lowest prices. Oh, remember that amazing rosé your sister brought over last week? See, it's right here.
Whoa, that's a low price. I mean, whoa, that's a low price.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine and More. Drink responsibly, B21.
Attention small business owners. The IRS has just released a notice that businesses eligible to file for the Employee Retention Credit should not file with companies charging a percentage of their ERC refund. These companies have been shown to overqualify businesses, leaving the business owner open to audits and tax penalties. ERTCfiling.com helps small business owners file their Employee Retention Credit forms accurately and at a cost that is a fraction of their competitors. And most importantly, ERTCfiling.com charges a flat fee, not a percentage of what you get back. So there's never a worry about overqualification. Businesses that were open in 2020 and 2021 and subject to any COVID government mandate, such as a capacity limitation, social distancing, supply chain issues, and increased vendor costs, will qualify. You do not need to have a reduction in revenue to qualify for this program. Stop any work you're doing with your current employee retention credit provider and call 833-GET-ERTC or go to ertcfiling.com to schedule your free 30-minute consultation today.
This Week in Dodger History is brought to you by BFF Financial. The solutions are ours, the decisions are yours.
The fans are rooting for the Dodgers.
And welcome back. We'll see about that. Ron Say, I'm Mike Gary. This Day in Dodger History, presented by BFF Financial. On this day, the legend, Mr. Don Sutton, was born. Hall of Fame pitcher, MLB All-Star, 72, 73, 75, 77, ERA leader in 1980, of course, a Dodger as well as a Milwaukee Brewer, born in Alabama and sadly passed away in 2021. So happy birthday up there in the sky to Mr. Don Sutton.
A 300-game winner. Holds tons of Dodger pitching records. Some of them have been broken, but that's what they're there for. I never threw out more balls that were headed for his trophy case than Don Sutton. Sometimes there was a little bit too much pine tar on them. I couldn't get it off my fingers, but I was able to roll them over to Bill Buehler, who inscribed this one ball. I remember going in one night and I said, "What's this one's for?" And he says, "Well, he just passed Big D, Don Drysdale, on the all-time Dodgers strikeout record." So I said, "Aha, now I know what they're for." But, yes, and tremendous career.
The thing about that, Ron, Don was born the same day, same year as Reggie Smith.
Is that right? I didn't know that. Yeah. Well, two really, really terrific players, no question. Yeah. I always felt – I never told Reggie this, but I thought that he was probably the most talented player that I had played with for any real length of time, meaning more than just a couple of years. Switch hitter, hit third in the lineup, great outfielder, great arm, ran a little bit, but really an outstanding player. And Don Sutton once again in the Hall of Fame. So anyway.
And Don was the winningest pitcher in Dodger history. Not Drysdale.
No. Sutton is by far and away. I think he's the only 300-game winner we had.
I don't think we've ever seen another 300-game winner, do you?
No, I don't think so either, because the way that they're doing it now, you know, they're protecting their arms as much as possible. And, you know, a pitcher goes into a game today hopeful to go six. Sometimes they don't reach six. Sometimes they go four and a third. They may be winning the game, but they say now that the W is not that important. It's the performance. So a lot of these guys are going to fall short. You know, they're not going to hang around in a 1-1 tie in the seventh inning.
It's interesting you bring that up, because Drysdale told me one time, he said, "You know, these pitchers today are wimps." So they're looking over their shoulder to the bullpen in the fifth and sixth innings, hoping somebody's going to warm up and come in and take their place.
Yeah.
Well, that's about what you were saying.
I remember hearing guys after we had been out of the game quite a while, and they were calling a quality start, six innings, 300 runs. That's a 450 ERA.
Yeah. 450. John Lowe, who covered the Dodgers at the time when you were playing, he's the guy who put that in. He came up with it.
Yeah, well, the guys on our staff that were starting pitchers said, if this guy has a 4-5, he's not going to make our staff. Okay. And I just found it really kind of off that that would be considered a quality start. We were fortunate.
One more note about Sutton, who was a good friend of yours and mine. I figured it up one time. He never pitched a no-hitter, as you know. I think he had 5-1 hitters. But when you look at his career, Ron, he was in the game, I think, 21 years. If he averaged 15 victories a season for 21 years, he wound up with well over 300 victories. And to me, that was amazing that anybody could have that kind of an average.
Well, no question. You're looking at, I think the rough number comes in at 324. But it's in the neighborhood. But that's a lot of victories. And you know what? Clayton Kershaw is three wins away from winning his 200th game. And so I think Zach Greinke is a couple away. Verlander's a couple away from winning their 200th game. And these guys are probably all going in the Hall of Fame.
The last pitcher to do it to win 300 games was Randy Johnson.
There you go. And I remember Tom Glavine having an opportunity to win 300. And, you know, you're it's going to be – they're going to have to drop the number for eligibility to the Hall of Fame. I mean, they really do. It's gonna have to drop dramatically because there's not going to be – you're not going to be playing long enough to accumulate the numbers that would normally get you into the Hall of Fame. They're not going to be around.
Right. And I feel sorry for Tommy John. He's a 288.
Yes.
And was in baseball for 26 years.
Yeah.
Nolan Ryan was in for 27. He's the only guy who's in more. But one of the interesting to me statistics in sports is Tommy John's career. Before his operation, he won 124 games. After the operation, he won 164 games.
Well, you know, a lot of that, a lot of that has proven based on the Tommy John surgery that these guys have actually come back stronger. And I remember seeing one guy that actually had a dramatic increase in his fastball. It was like 5 miles an hour. So I don't know if it's going to work every single time, but certainly, you know, Dr. Jobe, Dr. Curlin, you know, there you go. That's the Tommy John surgery. And, you know, it's pretty frequent. And actually, Buehler, Dodger pitcher Buehler now is coming back, has also had a couple of Tommy John surgeries, I believe, at least one from the beginning, at least. But, yes, a very common practice. Guys feel very confident about their recovery. But certainly, you know, Tommy John is another guy that, you know, just missed out. And it's unfortunate. But it doesn't really take away his career to me. You know, just because you're not in the Hall of Fame doesn't mean that, you know, you weren't better than some of those guys that are in there. You know, you look back over a period of 140-some years.
He was 46 years old.
Yeah,
when he threw his last pitch in a major league.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
And Charlie Huff pitched a long time too. You know, Charlie was in his 40s too. So yeah, there is longevity for those people, and you know, especially a knuckleballer. There weren't many of those, and the knuckleball doesn't even exist in today's game. Yeah,
was Nolan Ryan as tough a pitcher as you ever faced?
It was style for me more than anything else. Was he the hardest, most consistent, hardest thrower during our period of time? Yes. Were the guns maybe a little slow? Possibly. But Nolan Ryan had a terrific curveball that he fell in love with.
That's right.
But he didn't have a cut fastball, and he really didn't have much of a slider. And why? Why, when you can throw the ball that hard and hit your spots, and that's really the key, the location. And he lived off of it. And, you know, I mean, you talk about the 27 years that he pitched.
Yeah.
Throwing as hard as he did, striking out as many people that he did, many players as he did.
Yeah.
You know that strikeout pitchers.
That Don Sutton and Bob Welch separately said to me in interviews over the years, and this was what they told me, location is more important than velocity.
Randy Jones taught you that one. He didn't throw hard enough to break a pane of glass, but he could paint. And but the last thing about Nolan is that, you know, with strikeout pitchers, you know, you're throwing a lot of 3-2 counts. There's a lot of foul balls. So, you know, I don't know how many pitches he threw in comparison to somebody else, but there's got to be a few, 2 or 3 years of careers of pitches thrown in his career. It's just amazing. He had a rubber arm, and he worked and stayed in great shape. And, you know, kudos to Nolan.
Would you rather face Nolan Ryan or James Rodney Richards?
Oh, I'd rather face Nolan. James Rodney Richard had probably about a 92-mile-an-hour slider to go with a 95-mile-an-hour fastball, and he was 6'7", 6'8", and very imposing. And it felt like, you know, when he took that stride, that he was actually off the dirt and on the carpet in front of the mound. And so he's releasing the ball about 8 feet closer than anybody else with that speed. So it's a plus 100, you know, essentially. And but yeah, he was a very imposing. I didn't mind facing him, but most guys just, you know, he pitched very well against our club. And if you remember,
he won 13 straight games over the Dodgers.
Well, I'm sorry I brought that up. But I will tell you that when we went down to the last day, the last at bat in 1977, and Dusty Baker is in the lineup, and we have James Rodney Richard pitching the last part of that game, and Dusty is trying to become the fourth player to hit 30 home runs in our foursome. And it comes down to the last at bat in the last inning of our season, and he's got to face this guy. Now, I don't know if you heard this story before, but Reggie Smith had told JR.
I just talked to Dusty a few minutes on my show last week, and he told me that story. But tell it, it's a funny story.
Well, Reggie and JR were friends, and so was Dusty. And so we knew it was on the line, and we actually prematurely, if you want to call it that, we took that picture of the foursome before the game was played. We had already said, hey, this is going to happen. And so Reggie goes over to JR and says, Dusty's going to hit a home run off you today, and he's going to be the fourth guy in this group. And they laughed it off. And so now it is this last at bat. And I said, well, you know, hey, this was a great effort. You know, it came this close. And Dusty buries one in left field. And now this is, you know, kind of pandemonium, if you will, because, you know, you come to this circumstances. We already had the picture taken. Picture's never going to get seen if we don't do this, along with the other stuff. And it just rolled into place. And so we made history, and it was a great time, and it was a great story.
Yeah, and I said, Dusty, I remember you saying that when you found out that Reggie had made that comment to JR, that you told Reggie, you're going to get me killed.
Yeah. Well, you know, it was a great experience. Great thing. But
you know what else about that inning? Manny Mota hit a home run off of him, and Glenn Burke hit a home run off of him, and Baker hit a home run, and Richard won the game 6-3.
Yeah, well, that figures. Usually, team-wise, we didn't do very well. Well, evidenced by the fact that he beat us 13 times in a row. Thanks for bringing that up, Ross. It makes me feel real bad. I tell you about that. They beat us 13 times in a row. My God, I would have never thought that. Yeah, that's horrible.
He went 15-4 lifetime with the Dodgers.
Thanks, Ross.
Year he won 3 1-0 games.
Thanks, Ross.
Over the Dodgers.
Thanks for telling us.
Okay.
So, hey, listen, I want to get back.
How many home runs did you hit off?
I didn't hit a home run off JR. Thank you. Keep it up. Keep it up, Ross. Yeah, you're just a real treat here. Okay. All right. So, listen, I want to get into, you know, your take on a little bit on your introduction to Vero Beach. You know, it's the Taj Mahal of baseball spring training. And we are not going to be able to get into that because we ran out of time, and we are going to be short of that. So that's another time for us. We're going to have to cut that short. Sorry about that. I was hoping to get to, but we had such a good time talking about the rest of the stuff that turned out to be great. But anyway, Ross, I want to thank you so much for joining us. You've had an incredible career. Good luck with all the things you do, and we'll be right back after this.
Here's a simple solution for you. If you have back pain, knee pain, or any other pain in your body, it's as simple as drinking a glass of water every day. Your body is over 60% water, and drinking the best water you can get is crucial for your health. Echo Antioxidant Water, developed by Synergy Science, is the best water you can drink, and it's only available through this special radio offer. Over 1,000 research studies have shown that the powerful antioxidant used in Echo Antioxidant Water can reduce inflammation, improve brain function, help you sleep better, and boost gut health.
With just two glasses a day, you can experience these benefits right from the comfort of your home. Some people have even replaced their morning coffee jolt with Echo Antioxidant Water. Call now and learn which Echo product by Synergy Science is right for you. We offer free shipping and a full 30-day money-back guarantee. Change your health by simply changing your water.
800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. That's 800-944-1789.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone, and AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Hey, Ron. How you doing?
Can't be just fine.
Hello, everyone, and we're back for our final segment of We'll See About That, Ron Say with Mike Gary, and I want to thank Ross Porter again for being a great guest for our show today. And, Mike, I just want to let you know that my wife got back from a trip to Singapore with a lifelong friend, and she's giving this trip a 5-star rating. Singapore is a city, a nation, a state. It is 5 million strong. It is an authoritarian-leaning democracy. The country is immaculate, friendly. My wife had the time of her life because the person that she was traveling with, her daughter, is a teacher in Singapore. And my understanding is that you took a trip to Singapore.
I was in Singapore about 12 years ago when I was doing an Asian trip with my friends. And first of all, the best airport I've ever been in my life. The Singapore airport, including the Singapore Airlines terminal, best food, best drinks, most beautiful stewardesses, the cleanest airports, and the best bathrooms I've ever had traveling around the world.
Did you get to the Hawker's food market?
We spent some time at the Hawker's food market. You're bringing me back. Absolutely. Well, Singapore-style curry noodles.
Yes, I heard that, this is a Chinese, Malay, Indian, Eurasian population. So it's a real mixture of people. But she couldn't talk kindly enough about the people that she ran into, the people that she, the transportation, the cleanliness. She talked about going to Raffles, this place that they made the original Singapore slings, which is a real treat. The Marina Bay Sands Hotel. Structure that's world's most recognizable building with the triple towers and the infinite pool. Just said it was spectacular. The Cloud Forest with the Avatar creatures running
Cloud
around.
Cloud Force is amazing.
The flower garden with all the cherry blossoms, the Indian Heritage Museum, Chinatown, Little India section, Santona Island, I guess it is, Santosa Island. She just said she had a great trip, and I'm sorry that I missed that, but I was a little busy. But certainly one of those trips that I wouldn't mind doing. You had a great time too, I'm sure.
Traveling around Asia is great. I recommend it to all folks. And like you said, Singapore, it's a mix of all cultures, so it's a great place to visit.
All right. Please join us next week. We have the Dodger photographer, Rich Key, joining us next week. Got a lot of pictures and a lot of great stories. Thanks for joining us. See you next week.